Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Greetings to you in the name of Jesus. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. He had a glorious athletic career at Kamehameha Schools and the University of Hawaii. But life has had many ups and downs for Keith Ayuin until he encountered Jesus in such a way that the steering of his life canoe, as it were, became purposeful and steady amidst the shifting currents of daily experiences. And that's why we pause to remind you that the reason we have the radio program called The Good Life is to lead you closer and closer to Jesus Christ, even as Keith has come to know the Lord. And whatever you're facing, whatever you're going through, whatever it might be in life at this time, the Lord sends him to bring you a word of not just encouragement and hope, but to reach out his hands, to hold hands together and bring you closer and closer to Jesus Christ, who loves you so much. He died on the cross for your sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and on the third day, he rose again from the grave, and the living Christ can transform your life and even your situation. Keith Ayuin is a Pier 2 terminal manager for Matson Terminals Incorporated. He's a leader in the New Hope Men's Ministry. He has two grown daughters, and Keith, it's a blessing to have you here. Welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny. I'm very honored and blessed to be here.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up initially in Papakolea for the first 5 years of my life. I grew up in my grandmother's house up there, and then I moved to Punchbowl when my mom got married when I was 5 years old, and lived there to 8 years old. And then set down some roots in Kaneohe after that. So I moved to Kaneohe where I lived until I moved out of the house at 18 years old.
Well, in between, and you just glanced right over it. You know, the decade of the 70s, when it comes to athletics, and I'm speaking, when I think of athletics, I always go to the gridiron and I think about the pigskin. The years in the 70s at Kamehameha Schools football were glorious years, and you were part of that. And your football career, which came with high honors and even to the University of Hawaii. Hey, brother, it's a blessing because I'm sitting here with one of my childhood heroes, and I just need to say what a blessing it is to have you here. As you grew up, as you went to Kamehameha Schools, what memories do you have that really stand out that you keep with you even to this day?
Well, as you know, I was very lucky athletically to play with some very good athletes and very good ball players. So what stands out probably from an athletic standpoint is being able to play in 2 prep bowls. When I was in the 10th grade with an 11th grade, and to have been able to play with some really good athletes who some people actually probably recognize their names, like Blaine Geisen and Keone Jardine and David Hughes and Kanikawahi and Radford Park. Wow. From my the 10th grade year all the way to my senior year, being able to play with people like Kalana Park and Boyd Yap and Aaron Lorenzo, and you know, just some very good ball players. So I was very fortunate to be part of a teammates with guys like that, and to have been able to win some at-least championships. And back then we called it state championships, but it was actually a Oahu Island Champions.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And you went on to UH.
Yes.
What was your experience like there?
You know, I consider one of my mentors, Dick Tomey, the opportunity to play for him was incredible because he was not only a good coach, but he was a mentor and he was actually like a father to some of us. And he always talked about football being a microcosm of life and how you learn so many things and there's so many life lessons that you learn from football that you can carry on into life. And it's actually true because all the lessons that he taught us, we still use today. But I entered there the first year that they actually played a predominantly Division I schedule. And that was kind of a beginning for UH from a Division I standpoint. And, you know, we were considered a small little school back then, but we played some big schools and actually started beating some reputable schools like, you know, we beat Arizona State, we beat West Virginia, we beat South Carolina, you know, teams like that. Mm-hmm. So, and then again, the opportunity to play with some really good athletes, like, again, Blaine Gysin and Keone Jardine and Tom Tweeney. And, you know, I got to block for 4 years for Gary Allen, and played alongside probably some of the best offensive linemen ever at UH, and Jesse Sapolu and Mayor Carvalho, who was a very good offensive lineman, mm-hmm. and a gentleman by the name of Jim Mills, who is actually in the Canadian Football Hall of Fame. So it was an honor and a blessing to have been able to compete and play with gentlemen like that.
As you go down the what to me is a Hall of Fame list, when it comes to the Hawaii Gridiron, and many have gone on to do stellar things on a even larger scale. But I'm hearing a deep, resounding voice, and it gets me to think: the man is a singer. Actually, I know you're a singer because you were with my sister at Kamehameha Schools. You classmates, and you were in the concert Glee together. Of course, there's a certain form of, got to be some form of genetics with you, and there's in your genetic line of musicianship and ability to sing, there is a name that stands out above all else in Hawaii. Talk to us about your grandmother.
Well, like I said, I grew up with my grandmother the first 5 years of my life, and her name was Genoa Keawe, and a lot of local people know her as one of the prominent Hawaiian musicians. But it wasn't only her in the home. All my uncles were musicians also, and actually two of them are getting inducted to the Hawaiian Music Hall of Fame this Saturday. An uncle by the name of Gary Aiko, who's still living, and another uncle, Sam Aiko, who has passed on, but who played with groups like the Paradise Serenaders and Sonny Chillingworth. And my Uncle Gary actually started off with Don Ho. You know, they had a group with Don Ho. So we had, there's a lot of influence in terms of music in the home. So, you know, singing was just something everybody did in our family. It's just something that you do, something that we grew up doing.
Hmm. Influence. You mentioned Dick Tomey. Coach Tomey, who else influenced you in your growing up years?
Of course, my parents, mostly my mom and my grandmother. And one thing that I got from my grandmother when she was, she spent, right before she passed away, I spent 3 weeks with her. I went to her bedside every day for 3 weeks from 6 in the morning till midnight because there are a lot of people coming in and out of rooms, so I wanted to make sure that somebody regulated the traffic going into her bedroom. And what I noticed about my grandmother was all through my years I thought that people loved her because of her music, but I didn't realize, and I learned during the 3 weeks, that people loved my grandmother because of the love that she shared with them. Every single person that came up to them, she looked him in the eye and she said, "I love you." And, you know, I was flabbergasted. I was like, you know, Grandma, I thought everybody liked the way you sing. You sang. I thought it was because of your voice. That's what everybody said. But it was because she shared love. And that was an important lesson for me.
What did it do inside?
Inside, first of all, it made me proud, number one. But number two, it taught me a valuable lesson that, number one, people need love. Hmm. People like love and people want love. And so I learned that the most important thing is to share love. You may be talented, but if you're not sharing love, it's nothing. It's just talent. Hmm. But if through your talent you can share love, you can give love, that's more important than anything else.
A lesson on love will change your life. A message of love, yeah, that'll change your life. When you encounter love, when you feel love, and when you see someone who emanates love, like Grandma Genoa Keawe, and you process it instinctively, it's not something that you have to think about and analyze. It just happens on the inside and it comes out. It's passed on, it's transferred. Well, Keith Ayuin is a man who has been touched by the love of his grandmother, his family, his friends. He's been touched by God. Of course, you've heard the many experiences that he's had. I mean, to say glorious athletically could be even an understatement. But he came to know someone who has literally revolutionized his life, and he's the author of Love. And when we come back, Keith will share. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
His grandma, Genoa Keawe, traveled all over the world, invited to come and sing and share the music of Hawaii. Really, the message of aloha, that went through, and it emanated from her. You know, when you love someone, yeah, they know. They know. It's intangible, but it's also, it's graspable. You can see it, you can feel it, you can know it. And where does that come from? Where does aloha come from? Does aloha come from just some feeling? Or did it originate from somebody? Today, Keith Ayuan is here to share about his experience about the love of God. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and it's a blessing to have you with us today. Thank you for joining us. To find out more about this program, maybe you're tuning in, maybe you caught the tail end of our last segment, you can get the podcast for free at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Keith, how did you become a Christian?
Well, it's actually a long story, Danny, because I spent many years not becoming a Christian, actually. In high school, I think you know, Kirk Kikuna had a Young Life ministry up at Kamehameha, and I used to go to Young Life, and I've been to the camps, and the seed was planted there, but I still resisted. I still did the teenage and the college thing, and ran around and drank beer and caroused. And so Kurt Kikuna used to talk to me about Jesus, and I would listen, but it never really sunk in. And then when I got to college, there was a gentleman who ran FCA by the name of Steve Ridgway. Mm. And Steve used to talk to me about Jesus Christ. And, you know, I kind of felt, you know, the Holy Spirit a little bit, but still resisted and wanted to pursue the worldly things. But in 1987, March of 1987, I was invited to an Edwin Lewis Cole rally, men's rally, at the NBC Concert Hall. And this gentleman, Edwin Lewis Cole, spoke, and there were other local athletes that spoke, like Joe Anasai and Greg Tipton and Blaine Geisen. But when Mr. Cole had an altar call, I went down to the front for the altar call, and I got hit like a ton of bricks by the Holy Spirit. And I gave my life to Christ. And it's like this huge ball of fire just whacked me in the belly. And all I could see was a yellow-red fire that I could see and feel. And it lasted throughout the night. So I knew that God was real, and that it was a power encounter with Jesus Christ.
What was your life like after that?
Well, in actuality, I knew I was saved, but yet my walk didn't change. I spent the next probably 9-10 years looking for a church, not finding a church. I wasn't equally yoked. I was married at the time, but we weren't equally yoked, so we had some difficulties there. My ex-wife, my wife at the time, grew up a Catholic, and I was trying to be a born again Christian, and so we just never really found a church. Until in 1997, it was actually Christmas Eve of 1997. And then my ex-wife, or my wife at the time, asked me for a divorce. And that hit me like a ton of bricks, which is funny because just a month before that, I was at work, and one of the secretaries at work said, you know, I admire you so much. I said, you just got the perfect family and the perfect wife and the perfect kids. And I looked at her and I said, yeah, you're right. And then 1 month later, my wife asked for a divorce. So I was devastated, and I felt like I was falling in an abyss with just no bottom. Kept falling and falling and falling. And I gotta be honest, I'm a man, but I actually cried for about 2 hours. And my family that afternoon left to go to Kauai to celebrate Christmas, and I was home alone by myself. And just something lifted me up from the abyss I was in and told me I go take a shower and jump in a car. And I did. I took a shower and I jumped in a car. And I started driving not knowing where I was going. But the car drove itself, actually. And so I was living up at Kapalama Heights at the time. And the car drove down the Hoftailing and turned right on North King Street. And there was a whole bunch of tents out by Farrington. I didn't know what that was. And my car drove into the parking lot. I honestly don't know how it happened, but my hands turned the car into the parking lot. I found a parking space and walked into the Farrington Auditorium. And this little Portuguese guy was talking. And I sat down, and I could gather it was a church. And that Portuguese guy, I found out his name was Wayne Cordero. It's as if he knew my life story. And he was speaking right to me right at that moment. And I just got whacked by the Holy Spirit. And I was bawling my eyes out. Not because my wife had left me, but because I just felt the love of Jesus Christ. And my life changed at that instant. And 1 month later, I got baptized with water. Not baptizing water, down on Magic Island. And still yet, Danny, even though I had another power encounter with Christ, it's been kind of a long walk to what it is today.
What do you think it is, Keith, where we encounter the Lord? We're touched. It's transformed for a moment or for a season. And then our clarity, our focus, our devotion to God begins to wane. We get distracted. Why do you think that is?
Well, for me, it was just not being in the Word enough. Knowing that Jesus Christ was my Lord, was my Savior, but He wasn't yet my Lord. I didn't know enough about Him. I didn't know enough to be able to focus and commit my life to Him. I actually, and you could actually call me a lukewarm Christian. Mm-hmm. At 1 foot in and 1 foot out, still in the world. And it wasn't until years later where I started getting to know the Word a little bit more and getting to know what God's promises were for me. And start realizing that it isn't my life. It isn't my life to live. But it's His life. That my purpose and my calling is not for me, but it's for Him. Prior to that, everything was me, me, me. Mm-hmm. And then later on, I learned that it's not me, it's Him. And that if you just give everything to Him, and He'll turn around, and He'll provide you with what you need. But that a life that's dedicated to Him and Him alone, Him totally, is unbelievably fulfilling.
You experience that. You have a... I can... When someone just speaks from the standpoint of that, let's just call it a life of surrender. To be able to say it and describe it as you have, it has to come from experience. I mean, otherwise, it's just theories, just ideas. You're just talking about principles, but it somehow came through seasons of brokenness, seasons even when you feel like you're going backwards, seasons even when you feel lost. I can't help but to think, Keith, that today, someone who's listening, they might be driving, they might be in a hospital room, they might be in their own home, they might be listening at their office, the radio tuned down just so that they can hear. Maybe the people beside them can't hear. Maybe it's blaring loud. Maybe they're listening while they're taking a shower or something. But in their life, they feel like they've taken a step back. They feel like they've gone off track somewhere. But the essence of what you're talking about is key. It's key. Dear one, as you listen to Keith Ayuen today, I believe the Lord sends him here for us, not just you, but myself included, to remind us about surrender. Oh, to surrender our life. And then he talks about fulfillment. When we come back, he'll talk to us further. I want to hear more from him, don't you? About a calling that God has given to him that will change society, because it involves the answer to a problem that exists throughout our country. Fatherless homes, men who are living lives without a rudder, no direction, a men's ministry. Keith Ayuan will talk about that when we come back. It'll change you. It'll change our world. Stay with us.
The road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you on.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year, and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Ever have a day where you're, you got a lot of time? You got a lot of time, but what do you do with the time? I mean, it's like God gives you an opportunity to choose what you're going to, and you can do any which thing. How do you make a choice? How do you decide what you're going to do with that time? Have you ever had a day where you had this opportunity to choose and you maybe just chose to maybe watch television or maybe go have a cup of coffee. Hey, if you need to relax, you need to relax. Do what you need to do. That can be very therapeutic and helpful. But have you ever had time where you felt like I could be doing something better with my moment? But there's just no direction. So you're like, you feel like existing, but without a purpose. Well, if you've ever been there, I know how you feel. And my guest today, well, we know how you feel. We've been there. But there's something different which could be experienced as well. And that's knowing what to do with the day. Knowing that time is a gift and time is of the essence. And knowing at this moment, at this time, this is where I need to be. This is where God created me to be. Because I have a purpose. My calling is clear. My understanding of why I exist, oh, crystal clear. And every day is purposeful. Keith Ayuan experienced that. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Hey, we just want to welcome you to our time together. You're a dear friend, a dear loved one of ours, and we're grateful that you're with us. You're listening to the Good Life Radio program. And as you do, you can get this podcast for free at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Keith, how did you come to a place where you became clear and passionate about what you were going to do?
Well, actually, God gave me a vision, but when he gave me that vision, I didn't think the vision was for me. I had entered a church, a small little church in Mapuna Puna. And one night God just said, he said that you're going to be part of not a church, but a movement. And what you're going to do is you're going to create a men's ministry. And he said, just going out and gathering men, showing them who Jesus Christ is, sharing the gospel with men until to the ends of the earth. And he said, with this ministry, you're going to disciple men to become, number one, you're going to make non-believers believers. Number two, you're going to disciple them so they can find healing in their lives. Number three, you're going to build leaders. And the way to build leaders is to have these men get to know Jesus Christ, get healing, and to go back into the caves that they came from. Mm. So the guys who are druggies go back out and bring other druggies in. Those who are in prison go back out and minister to prisoners. Those who are homeless go back out and minister to the homeless. But God said to focus on men, because men need to, first of all, stand up, step up, and become the leaders that God meant men to be.
Why do men not step up? Why do we not take the leadership that we ought to take?
Well, I think it's just easy to sit back and just let the women take care of everything in the church. But I think deeper than that, I think it's just the enemy. The enemy makes them busy. The enemy makes them busy at work, makes them busy taking care of their hobbies, their sports, or sitting home watching football on television every Sunday, that they don't take the lead in their families. But, you know, we've come to believe and know that the men need to take the lead in the families, because when the enemy sends his arrows down, the men are the ones who have to block the arrows. If the women are leading, the women are getting the arrows, getting hit by the arrows, and they are not equipped to take the arrows from the enemy. It was Adam that was equipped to deal with the enemy.
You talked about healing. Men need healing. Healing from what?
Healing, okay, that's a long story. But it says that we are made in the image of God. God is love. Our natural function is to experience love and relationship the same way that the Trinity, God the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, they have a relationship. They, within each other, love each other. If we are made in the image of God, we are made to experience relationship and love. But the enemy has his ways, and as we grow up as men, for whatever reason, we don't get to experience love, either through abandonment or just for many different reasons. We don't get the love that we expect or that we want or that we need. So we're made to, in the world, to perform in order to get love from other men or from other people. And that's a malfunction. And so we go around looking for love in all the wrong places, not realizing where we can actually get true love, because it's already given to us. It was given to us 2,000 years ago.
So in the healing, when you've seen through your ministry men get healed, give an example of someone, or even out of your own life, where you experienced, on the one hand, trying to perform, and what you've described as a malfunction, and then experiencing love, God's love, and the healing that came with it.
There's in our ministry, there's so many, but I mean, just take me for instance. When I got a divorce, and at the time I felt like a failure, because as a man, I mean, we're just achievers, and one of those is to make sure that you have a family, make sure that you can please your wife and your family, and keep your family together. And then when my family split up, I was a failure. And so I felt like I was like half a man. Mm. And it took me a while getting to know Jesus Christ, that he loved me even when I was a sinner. Mm. And he loved me from the very beginning. And I didn't have to perform to please him. I didn't have to be rich. I didn't have to be a great athlete. I didn't have to have this wonderful wife and family. I could be a divorced person and still be a full man.
Now, you said something there. Oh, what I'm hearing is, you know, we have this view of perfection, of what a perfect family would look like or a perfect life would look like. We conjure up these images. In reality, there's cracks, there's holes, there's imbalances. And to be honest, right? I mean, to be honest, that's real life. We live with imperfections. So we need the grace of God. How did, inside you, Keith, how did you begin to feel, hey, God has still got me, and even in my imperfections, even in this feeling of inadequacies, he'll still use me?
Well, you know, Danny, it was when I started functioning in the purpose and the calling that he has for me. And knowing that he loved me from the very beginning. And knowing that a relationship with him was all that I needed. And that gave me peace, and that gave me joy. And it also, Danny, gave me rest. Mm. So he promises that not only are we saved, but that I can live an abundant life through him. And I don't have to wrestle with the enemy anymore, but I can rest in his love, in his arms, and under his wings, which enables me to go out and fulfill my purpose and the calling, the purpose and the calling which he has given to me and which he has given to all of us.
As you speak, perhaps someone, a man, could be a woman too, but well, a man, we're talking about a men's ministry, is going like gangbusters. I mean, striving, working, doing, and trying to keep it all going, keep it all propped up, But deep down inside, they're getting tired. Tired with all of this. And there's even a fear that it'll all come crashing down one day. Because once one thing gets let go, another thing will let go, and it'll have a domino effect. And my world, they might say, will crumble. In that fear, in that potential reality, a quick word before we go to break, what would you say to a man in that position?
Well, I would say to him that no matter what he's going through, said Jesus is there. He doesn't see him, but Jesus is there. And Jesus loves him. And Jesus has always loved him. And that he doesn't need to please anybody, only Jesus Christ. But it's too late, because Jesus is pleased with him already. And so he can rest on that. That yes, he can fail, and he can drop everything, that he doesn't have to worry. That when Jesus Christ sent the disciples across the lake, he knew that they were going to go through the storm. But he also assured them, he knew that they were going to get to the other side. So Jesus knows that even though you're going through all these problems and all these things, whether it be your marriage or your relationship or stuff with your children or at your job, rest and be assured that you're going to make it to the other side. Just give your life to Jesus Christ. That's all it takes.
Give your life to Christ, dear friend. The Lord sends Keith Ayuin to remind us, dear one, give your life to Christ. When we come back, he'll share more about the men's ministry, some things that have gone on, how the Lord has brought other people, surprisingly brought people to him. There's some unique thing that happened, because Keith, I mean, there's an eloquence that he has as he speaks out of his heart, but he felt, Lord, I'm going to need help in this area, that area. And the Lord answered all of that. In our moments where we feel we have gaps, God can fill it. God can fill yours, mine's, ours. Keith will share when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Write this down. Remember this. Let it emblazon into your mind, okay? Windowsofhopemen.org. Easy, right? Windowsofhopemen.org. That's how you can find out more about the ministry of Keith Ayuin and the work that he's doing among men there at New Hope, the New Hope Men's Ministry. Windowsofhopemen.org. The Lord brought you, Keith, into the ministry. There were some reservations that you had, but how did the Lord work through those reservations to bring you to where you are?
Well, like I told you, Danny, in about the end of September of 2012, the Lord touched my heart and he said that I need to start a men's ministry. I had a men's ministry prior to that at Straight Up Church in Mapunapuna, but God told me to move churches and go back to New Hope, St. Helens. And so when I got there in August of 2012, in September 2012, he said, hey, start a ministry here. And so I spoke to, I was in a ministry at the time with Tenere Mafana. And I spoke to him and said, hey, God told me to start a men's ministry. And he said, hey, God told me the same thing. So we said, well, let's finish up this ministry, which will be done the Life Change Ministry we're in, which will be done in a few weeks, and we'll get it going, get the men's ministry going. So our Life Change Ministry ended, and 3 weeks went by, and I didn't call Tenere. And the Lord spoke to me and said, hey, I thought I told you to start a men's ministry. And I said, God, well, why am I going to start with the men's ministry? I mean, I'm not a speaker. I'm not a public speaker. I cannot talk. I cannot teach. I said, what am I going to do? And God told me, I told you, start the men's ministry and stay out of my way. And I was kind of surprised. It's like, well, first you told me to start, then you told me to stay out of your way. And he said, yeah, just start the men's ministry and stay out of my way. And the Holy Spirit is going to build this ministry. And so I called Tenere and I said, hey, God told me to start. And I said, how you feel about next Tuesday? And he said, yeah, next Tuesday. And he said, if you want, I got a location for us. So we went ahead and we did. We started November 13th, 2012. We did a little Bible study with about six people. And the next Tuesday, we got 12 people. Next Tuesday after that, we had 20. Another Tuesday after that, we had 24. And it went up to a few months later, we were consistently getting 40 guys at our ministry. And today we're doing about 65, 75 guys every Tuesday. But the blessing there is, yeah, God knew I wasn't a great speaker. But this, my partner in ministry, this guy Tenere Mafala, is a great public speaker.
Indeed, he is.
And, yes. You know, the Holy Spirit said, see, I told you, just stay out of my way, and I will bring you what you need. And, you know, I was telling you in August of 2013, well, July 2013, I had a dream. And God said, your ministry is going to have a concert. Well, I actually dreamt of a Christ the Pharaoh concert that our ministry will put on at the show. And so the next day I talked to Tenere and said, hey, God spoke to me. He said, we're going to have a concert, a concert with the group Christ of Pharaoh. And he said, I'll try to get a location. Because in my mind, I didn't think we could afford to do it at the show. So he said, okay, I'll pray on it. A day after that, he says, hey, I prayed on it. And God said, we're going to have a Christ of Pharaoh concert, but it's going to be at the show. So I didn't tell him that my dream was that our concert would be at the show. But when he prayed about it, God said, yes, you're going to have a Christ Fire concert at the show. So then the two of us, God gives us the same messages separately.
Confirmation.
So we know in the right place. But what's interesting is that when we decided to have, as soon as we decided to have the Christmas, the concert at the show, 3 weeks prior to that, a gentleman started coming to our ministry. And he said, oh, you guys having a concert? We go, oh, yeah. He goes, well, I used to own Rima Sound, which is the biggest sound company in Hawaii. And I did a lot of big concerts like Earth, Wind, and Fire and stuff like that. So if you guys like, I can help you guys. And we looked at him and was like, wow, God brought the expert.
Lord is filling in the gaps.
He knew everybody in the industry. And so that helped us out a lot. And again, we're just staying out of the way. And God is doing his thing.
What happened when you were there? You know, a number of people responded. Tell us about this one person that was greatly impacted by the event.
Actually, there was we had gone in a day before the concert and set up the sound and to pray for the show, actually. And there was a gentleman there who was going to stay there overnight, a security guard, and he's going to watch our belongings, our sound, and everything else that we had there on a Thursday night. And so he stayed overnight Thursday night, and he was there again at the concert on Friday night. And as the concert was going on, he looked at one of our guys who, of course, had our uniform shirt on, and he goes, hey, that stuff the guy singing about Jesus Christ, that's true, what? That's true. And he goes, yeah, that's true. So if I just say I believe in him, then I can be saved. I can live forever. And the guy said, yeah? Well, you like no Jesus? He goes, yeah, I like no Jesus. I like no Jesus. I like to be saved. And so a whole bunch of guys gathered around him and said the sinner's prayer. And the 65-year-old man gave his life to Christ that night. And that was just awesome. And in the beginning, when we went into the concert, we said, if just one person gives their life to Christ, it'll be worth it.
A woman is listening today, and she might be feeling, oh, I know my husband, I know deep inside he'd love to catch the arrows for me, but he's not catching the arrows. And he's distracted doing so many things that are important to him. And it makes him feel good. It makes him feel, I think it probably makes him feel more manly. And he is a man and a manly man. But some things have changed over the years, Keith. And this woman might be saying, what do I do to, what do I pray for God to work and move in his life? Because he may have been interested in the Lord before, may have walked with God before, but he's drifted away. Or maybe somebody's not even interested in the Lord, doesn't see any need for God. What would you say to that woman who's asking a question somewhere thereabouts in her own mind, in her own heart?
Well, I think the most important thing is what you already said, is prayer. That she should continue interceding in prayer for her husband is number one. Number two is, you know, us, and especially local guys, we kind of hothead. We want to do our own thing. And we certainly not going to listen to something. We're not going to listen to our wives. If they tell us, oh, you got to do this, you got to do that. So we're available. I mean, just kind of point them in the direction of our men's ministry. And I will guarantee you that every woman listening here, that your husband or your boyfriend will know somebody or will be able to identify with someone in our ministry. Because we run the gamut. Our guys have been through everything. We have assistant police chiefs. We have majors in the police department. And we have men who have been in prison for most of their lives. So we run the spectrum. We have guys who are former drug addicts. Guys who used to run prostitution rings. You know, and yet we have regular guys like me and you who just have your everyday problems with family and work and that type of thing. So point them in the direction that you know of our ministry. Share with them the website, and just tell them, hey, come. We have a rally on May 17th. Tell them come down.
What's the website again, Keith?
Windowsofhopemen.org.
That's windowsofhopemen.org. www.thegoodlife.org. A parting shot, Keith, to someone, a man, you want to charge them, encourage them, bless them. Give them a word of blessing.
Well, like I said, I'm not a great speaker. But, you know, we just encourage men to just take a step out. You know, we were made to be warriors. Men, that's our function. We were made to protect our families. We were made to protect our communities. We were made to fight. And we are going to fight the enemy arm in arm together as prayer warriors. This is step out, step up. Be the men that we were and the leaders that we were designed to be in our homes, in our families, in our communities, in our state, and in our nation. And he said, together, arm in arm, we'll be strong, we'll be powerful in the name of Jesus Christ. Step up with us. We'll walk forward together. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So be it. So be it. Keith, are you in? Brother, it was a blessing to just take this moment, talk story together, share heart to heart. Thank you for your openness. Thank you for sharing your life. That is profound, and I'm grateful for you.
Thank you very much, Danny.
And please give my aloha to Tenari Maafala.
I will.
Great respect, admiration for him and for the great work that you are doing together. We need men like you, leaders, who boost us up and encourage us to be who we're called to be. Dear one, I hope that as you listen today, that you were encouraged by these words from the heart from Keith Ayuan. You can find out more at windowsofhopemen.org. You know, God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ like Keith and I have. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special message for you there. And to help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. John 1 verse 1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Keith Ayuan. Find out more at windowsofhopemen.org. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.